feels good to do, to work like a dog. I kind of like working like a dog and being exhausted at the end of the day and having a sore back to complain about and having a reason to go see Big Fatty. Oh, you know, when he wraps his arms around you and cracks, oh my God, he's got these really hefty arms and shoulders and pectorals. Oh, it really is quite nice. And he smells delicious. Smells terrific, that guy. Oh, and I know he's just sort of some religious zealot. I just can just feel it. But anyway.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He smells delicious. Smells terrific.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1354 of the BFO for Thirsty, the 4th of April 2013, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. Show y'all, we have got voice letters, and y'all, we're gonna take a trip into the past. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Peabody's Big Fatty. What does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Peabody's today because y'all, we're gonna take a trip into the old Wayback Machine. Yes, Big Fatty. With Simon and Mr. Peabody. Yes, Big Fatty. What the hell does that mean? Well, y'all, only old people know what Simon and Mr. Peabody is. Yes, Big Fatty. But By the way, I am podcasting. I am PWNG. Big Fatty, what is that, pink wing nuts? No! Y'all, I am podcasting with new glasses. Yes, Big Fatty, they're lovely. And y'all, I'm hoping later today, old Vader will take my picture so I can put it up on the WWW for you to see the new glasses, y'all. But until I can get that up, y'all, spot Big Fatty, send a picture to over there to Spot and Crazy, spotting Big Fatty as to what you think Big Fatty's new glasses look like. Big Fatty, that's a lovely idea. Y'all, we're gonna set the Wayback Machine, and y'all, first of all, y'all, I woke up hump day morning, and y'all, what a way to wake up on hump day, than to see, messages from your straight boyfriend from the future. Yes, Big Fatty, way back in future. Y'all, Straight Bob was evidently at the Libertarium, which is, of course, Mexican for Libertarium, and y'all, he was posting comments to the BFO as if he was a kid at Christmas, and y'all, it was just lovely. It was lovely to see Straight Bob doing that. Y'all, evidently, he needs to set his computer to the Wayback Machine and get it fixed. So anyway, but y'all, earlier in the week, y'all, a call came into the coal mine, and y'all, I'll just give you a little clue as to who the call, who, Big Fatty, who is the caller there? Yes, that's right, y'all, we had a call in the coal mine from the skull, and y'all, she was calling to see if there was going to be an old coal miner's lunch on a hump day. And y'all, we said yes. And we said it was going to be a tropical theme. And y'all, so y'all, that was why we're playing the Tropical Skull music, which is a Wayback Machine thing. And y'all, we were so busy. In the coal mine today, y'all, that I don't know if she showed up for the tropical skull luncheon. But y'all, there is one thing that we do still know about the skull, and that is that Vader still hates her. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, there's one thing for sure. There's a lot of pants off on Independence Day, because y'all, on the 4th of July, if you were fucking on the 4th of July, you'd be born on the 4th of April. And y'all, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, our first one is that Davy Dangerous. Y'all, he used to be on that Dangerous and Lovely little show with the Zachary, and he is up there in the New York, so I sent him it twice. And y'all, then also today is out there in the wasteland, Big Fatty, watch your step. Y'all, it is none other than that Freak Quincy from the Frequency little show, the Gay Wasteland. And he's out there with Mr. Bad Jangles. And y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal here on the 4th of April, y'all, is none other than the patron saint himself, y'all. Y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, that's Mr. Tim Kumal from the Tim Kumal little show. And y'all, I just think that's wonderful. Big Fatty, I bet the fireworks weren't the only things being shot. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. I don't believe I even said talking about other things being shot off. I know, Poodle, you should probably be asking about Big Fatty. Let me just do it, okay? This is my bet. Let me do it, okay? Okay. Poodle, you got anything that you'd like to ask Davey and Frequency and Mr. Tim Kumo? Yes, Big Fatty, I'd like to know if there will be cake. A three-layer, maybe?
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey there, Big Fatty. It's that Peter G. And yes, like Kathy Bacon said, open those explanations of benefits. That's what EOB stands for in the insurance world, explanations of benefits. But also, you know, I want to let you know that I had unclaimed funds, and I haven't lived in the state of New York in 20 years. And I had $1,200 last year that I found from the Comptroller's Office of New York. So everyone should check their state treasurer or controller. Different states have it in different offices for any state they live in or they used to live in. And you never know when you have unclaimed funds. So, yeah, it's a good thing. And I've checked on my family, and they had unclaimed funds. So, yeah, there's a lot of money sitting out there unclaimed because of insurance payments that went to the wrong address or refunds that you got that then the person moves and they can't find you, whatever. Mine was an insurance payment. So, yeah. Go look unclaimed funds, treasurer's office or comptroller's office for your state or any state you lived in. And, you know, people will be surprised. Anyway, thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That is that Peter G. You know, he's on that. Oh, y'all, that is a... That is a stuffed chicken bazoom and broccoli and the last of the Brussels sprouts. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll be tootin'. But anyway, that Peter G, you know, he's from the shot list. He's on the shot list, and y'all, he brings up a good point. Y'all, I believe that's what, you know, I told you that the Hats had some money that came back to them. I think that was some of that unclaimed funds or whatever that Peter G is talking about. And the EOB is not the exiting of the birth canal. No! No, it is the, what is it? Explanation of benefits. Although I don't understand why a check would be in the explanation of benefits. But anyway, that goes without saying. But y'all, the strange thing about that Peter G's cellular telephonic device call, y'all did it sound like it was being recorded for quality assurance? I mean, you know... You know, and sometimes you call and they say, your call may be recorded for quality assurance. And, you know, then there's a beep, beep, you know, and that little beep. Y'all, it sounded like, that Peter G was being recorded for quality assurance. Yes, Big Fatty, I believe you may be right.
Big Fatty, it's Kyle McCoy. Just calling in to tell you I've not been lurking. I've just been busy. I took a little trip to San Diego, and I was working the whole time, so I didn't get to see many friends. But I'm back in the Hawaiis, Maui specifically, and I'm back at work. So I just thought I'd call and check in and make sure that you got I got the t-shirt. Thank you so much. Definitely a great fit. I think it fits nicely. And I sent things for you to discern whether it fits nicely or not. Anyway, love you, Big Fatty. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it is the Pineapple Princess himself. And y'all, that Kyle and the Hawaiians, y'all, he did indeed. He did indeed send Big Fatty not one. Not two, but three pictures of him wearing the BFO t-shirt for being the 1600th caller to the BFO. And Kyle, it fits lovely, just lovely. And y'all, there was one I might just mention, and I don't think Kyle will be embarrassed by this, but y'all, there was one in which Kyle had pants off, Big Fatty, but he did have on his underpants, Big Fatty. But anyway, and Kyle, I have a feeling that when Dr. E. Pluribus Stone hears that you were in the San Diegos and did not attempt to contact him while you were there, may be on the short list. Poor Big Fatty, they would have made such a cute couple.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Jim from Wilmington. So, not too long ago in January, I just bought a new car. I got a BMW X3 2013, which I'm thrilled with. And what I've been really happy about is the jump in technology. It's got the backup cameras. It's got the satellite radio. But what really is cool is that it has Bluetooth for my iPhone, so I can listen to podcasts without having to plug the damn thing in. So I've been listening to a lot more podcasts. So I originally started listening to podcasts. I was listening to, first was QCast Connection. And that led me to listening to Pod as My Co-Pilot, and then Foul Monkeys. And then when I met you this past May at the Gay Days dinner, I started listening to you after that. But now I've started to run out of material because I'm listening to podcasts all the time. So I went to QCast, and I started to add some more to the repertoire. So this week I've listened to Poke It With a Stick and Gay Country Boy. And today I added the Aussie Battler, which the last one that I was just listening to, I'm just, what the fuck? He's making a podcast while riding a goddamn scooter that has fucking awful brakes, and it's making my... It's like fingernails on the chalkboard, but I couldn't stop listening to it. It's kind of like a train wreck. But anyway, so I added in Pink Wheel Nuts, and I just put in my first Pink Wheel Nuts, and I had to call you because every time I listen to a fucking podcast, you're on it. This podcast thing is so incestuous. But anyway, I'm glad that you guys keep me all entertained as I stroll around Massachusetts selling real estate. And I want to thank you all. All right. Have a good day. Jim from Wilmington, out.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all, that is Jim from the Wilmington, Massachusetts. So nice to name it. Big Fatty. And Jim, of course, Big Fatty is on it. All the good little shows have Big Fatty on it. And I believe I saw a little Twitty that said that the Potty's My Co-Pilot was going to be talking about Big Fatty this week. So you'll get to hear about Big Fatty on it. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, I've got a couple of other voice letters, but they're just going to have to wait. They're going to have to wait because, y'all, you know, we turned on the Wayback Machine, and, y'all, I received a message on the 20 from that Kim Beaver, and she alluded to the yes, Big Fatty, spit it out, y'all. She alluded to the 1980 census. Big Fatty,
in 80 million mailboxes across the USA,
the census is coming to help us find the way.
Help your community get equal government representation and help show where funds are needed for job programs, new schools, parks, better health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
And y'all, Miss Beaver found a picture of Big Fatty, and it says, when was the last time you, okay, never mind. And y'all, it's a picture of Big Fatty wanting to know. I think I just shot it. But y'all, the funny thing about, and I love the picture, Miss Beaver. Thank you so much for turning Big Fatty into old Big Fatty. But y'all, I was honest, the honest to hydrogen now. Y'all, I was going through I found an old strong box. Y'all, do you know what a strong box is? It is a lockable strong box I had. And I was looking for something. I was actually looking for my FCC radio license. Big Fatty, you're important. And y'all, in that strong box, it was the 1980 census. And y'all, it's the envelope it came in. And I'll take a picture and I'll put a picture of it up at noon today so you can see. But y'all, it was about a 12, let's just say, I don't know how many, 16 page census, y'all, and it was in, I sent the census in, but y'all, it was the instructions on how to fill out the census form. And I thought what I'd do is I'd take some time here and read you some of the questions that came. Oh, dear Gussie, some of the questions that came up on the 1980 census, because you know Big Fatty loves the census. Oh, yes. Yes, Big Fatty, they're counting on you. y'all, maybe we'll do that. We'll do that tomorrow. Big Fatty, great. You'll talk about something that happened more than 30 years ago. That sounds perfect for a Friday little show. Y'all, talking about things that are happening, y'all, did you hear the Faye driver at the beginning of today's little show talking about Big Fatty? Faye driver, if there's one thing you'd like the best about Big Fatty, it's...
It smells delicious. It smells terrific.
Big Fatty, he's never been around you after Brussels sprouts.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.